It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Another super crowd on hand at Busch Stadium Sunday to watch the Cubs and Cardinals. Jake Arrieta starting for Chicago, Adam Wainwright going for St. Louis. In the bottom of the second inning of a scoreless game, it's Yadier Molina with a man on, stepping in against Jake Arrieta.
Here's Yadier Molina. Molina, deep left. This ball is gone! Two-run homer on the first pitch he saves.
Yadi being aggressive right there, going after the first fastball that he sees.
The runner goes, and there's a swing and a high fly ball. Deep right center, back to the wall, it's gone! Matt Carpenter breaks the 0-for-28 against Arrieta by crushing a two-run homer.
Two on, two out in the pitch, swing and a ground ball to the second baseman in the outfield, and he throws him out. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Wainwright pitched out of it again. Cardinals on top.
And a drive into left center. It's at the track, at the wall. He's done it again. Second home run of the day, Yadier Molina. And it's 5-0 St. Louis.
What a nice Mother's Day present he is supplying for his mom.
St. Louis wins for the eighth time in nine games as they shut out the Cubs 5-0 on Sunday. Awesome crowds all weekend long at Busch Stadium. Sunday's crowd was 47,925, the largest crowd in the history of Busch Stadium 3. The three-game series drew over 143,000 fans. St. Louis shuts out the Cubs Sunday by a 5-0 final, winning for the eighth time in nine games. Here's manager Mike Matheny.
It was great. Yeah, he thought that was his best mix of hard and soft, and mixing in the cutter without falling in love with anything, but everything was good. So it was just a that's a guy, it's a good one to build off of because there's even more there. I mean, with that location with the fastball and making big pitches when he needs to.
Can you just put into words the importance of Adam Wainwright winning an every game important? Here was a situation where he had had some starts that weren't his best, and he really pitched well against the defending World Series champions in front of a packed
house. Yeah, every game is important. His last game, he pitched well, and he did, and he made some good adjustments, and you could see that it was coming. So, yeah, we don't, as we always say, we just come out here and try and play the game the same way every day. But when you have a packed house, overpacked house last night, and then all the life today, you can't help but get sucked into that. It's a great atmosphere, without question. And yeah, to be able to put on a good show and to be able to have our, he's our ace. He's our ace no matter what. Just by how he leads our club and how he leads our pitching staff, and see him go out there and throw seven and make the pitches when he needed to. And he had good fastball today. His curveball was terrific. It's a great shot in the arm for our club and I think for our fans. Yeah, our chances are better. And he defended his position today, too, which is another thing I know that's bothered him. He's a good enough athlete, and he's, don't tell him I said that. But, he should be able to defend his position really well. He's had a couple get right over the mound that have ended up hurting him. And he's, we know what he can do at the plate, but just all the way around. We know that he's a guy that should be able to take care of all those little things that make a big difference in making the pitches when we have the shifts and then guys making the plays behind him. Yeah, I hadn't heard that he had said that, but I would say, I'd say it's accurate in the fact that it looks cleaner. And you see in life, I think it goes hand in hand. If you're not playing well, you're not going to have that positive energy. You're not going to have that that bounce. I mean, you're just grinding and fighting, trying to figure it out. I think you're seeing collectively the base running, the defense, our starting pitching's holding us down. The bullpen's starting to figure itself out, and guys are getting big hits and bouncing the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, those nothing really not to like. And I think that turns into an atmosphere in our clubhouse with wins. They fix everything. It's, you know, what comes first. And I think it's them believing in themselves. And I think having a run like this to show them that spring training wasn't just spring training. This is the team that we should be. And so what do we got to do all season long to keep working to get better to make sure that's the result that we see? Stubbornness.
Okay. Knowing that, I mean, whatever their relationship is, how much of it impacted, how much really difficult that was for him?
Yeah, I'll start with the ending. It's huge for him to just get that off his back. I mean, he wants it so bad sometimes he takes himself out of it. And I think against a guy like Jake, who they have a long-standing friendship, and sometimes you can add more to than what you need to. And I think today was a big day for Carp. And as far as sticking with him, this guy's one of the best hitters in the game. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. And how do we not throw him into a game like this is my question. And those numbers are pretty, I just used them yesterday against Grichuk, right? So there are times when it makes sense and there's times when it doesn't. Matt Adams has some pretty good numbers as far as, Arrieta's concerned. Not a lot of players have good numbers at all. But, you could see given that a day, and it just didn't feel right. I like the way Carp's going about his at-bats, and you just never know when he's going to do like what he did today and be such a game changer. And defensively, really like what he's doing. I mean, that's a great play he made to start the double play, and he's just in a good spot. I don't want to get in the way of it.
What was the thought really to throw five straight changeups to Bruno, and then you're thinking see if throw five straight?
His changeup's good enough to throw five times. I think his slider is too. I wouldn't be surprised to see that either.
In the win, catcher Yadier Molina records the third multi-home run game of his career. Here's Molina on hitting the long ball Sunday.
He compete. When he compete, he's never gonna quit. He's never gonna give up. He's gonna every time he go to the mound, every start, he's gonna compete. He's gonna do the same thing he does. Obviously, this game is up and down. You're gonna have up and down, but I never doubt every time he's on the mound.
Two homers for you. The first one, a two-run shot against Arrieta. You offered at the first pitch you saw. Were you looking for something?
Well, I mean, with a pitcher like Arrieta, I mean, you gotta be aggressive with him. He's gonna be in the sun. And this time, he gave me a pitcher that right down the middle, I put a good swing on it.
The Cardinals get a day off before taking on the Red Sox in a mini two-game series starting on Tuesday.